Hey everybody, good morning. This is Harriet Kamik with Down to Earth. I just want to thank you all. There are other people on other platforms that are joining us right now. And we are ready to go live, but for some reason we're having some issues right now. And it's just what it is. People are it's crazy here this morning, and it is what it is. I don't know what's going on. For some reason, I seem to be having some issues this morning. So how about we just go live right now? I can't even get this thing to work. I don't know. I don't understand. I endure so many issues for with these things that I'm just at the point where I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's Sunday morning for crying out loud. And for some reason, some of us just seem to be more challenged than ever. And I know that for many of us, I'm sorry if it took you long to do that. But for many of us, we have issues all week long. I mean, there's so much going on even in the political spectrum that I know that people are perhaps wondering what is going on. And there are other people who are going through stuff and all kinds of stuff. People have been waiting for years for stuff to happen and waiting for a while for things to happen. And then all of a sudden, you're not getting the answers that you're looking for. You're not getting what you need in order to keep going. And I just wanted to say, if that is you this morning, this is what you need to hear. If you find yourself stuck, how do you become unstuck? How do you progress and move forward within the age that you're in? Some people have been praying, and you're like, Harriet, I've been praying forever, and I can't get an answer to my prayer. And you just want to know, what on earth is going on? I mean, I've been praying and praying and praying, and you're not getting an answer. You've been asking for things to happen, and it's not happening. And you want to know what's going on. For some of us, it seems to get worse. The more you pray, the more you act positive, the more you believe. Because today's world is filled with fake positives. You know what I call fake positives? You know what those are? People who tell you, man, if you're just positive all the time, and if you just send out positive vibes into the universe, you know, man, everything is going to be okay. And it's not working. That didn't work either. You tried that. So I call that a fake positive, because that wasn't really positive vibes, right? People tell you that you don't work hard enough. Good morning. And you're like, seriously? How many more hours do you want me to work there? 24 hours in a day. I already work 18 hours in a day. So what more do you want me to do? Right? There are those questions, right? People say, well, I did everything right. I ate right. I exercised. I didn't do this. I didn't do drugs. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Yet I went to the doctor and still got a bad diagnosis. What do you do? Right? People say, I tried everything for my marriage to work. I did everything I could so my marriage would work. I stayed home. I went to work. I didn't cheat. I didn't even look at someone else. I did everything, and yet at the end of the day, my spouse still walked out on me. Some people say, I did everything with my children. I took care of them. I raised them. I sent them to the best schools. I gave them the best of everything. And my child still ended up being strung out on drugs, strung out on alcohol, ends up living in a commune and can't make a go of it. What do you do? Right? Questions that need answers, right? People say, I went to college. I got my degree. Some people went and got two advanced degrees. They got a master's degree, and then they got a doctoral degree. And you still are not being taken seriously in the field that you're in. You still can't advance. So what next? What else am I supposed to do? I can tell you the answer to that one real quick. That sounds like racism to me, right? And yet people say, but that's what they told us to do. They told us if we went to school and got educated and got more education, then that would be the answer. And you still can't get the answer. Right? And then you have all these other offerings. I mean, I was on YouTube and something popped up on my feed a couple of days ago after my broadcast ended up on Friday, and this woman was offering a masterclass. I kid you not. She has over 321,000 views on YouTube from her offering a masterclass. I listened to it for 7 minutes. I still don't know what her masterclass is in, but she has 321,000 views. And I said to myself, people are looking for an answer and they're hoping somewhere in her diatribe and her dialogue, she has an answer. But I couldn't tell after 7 minutes what was her masterclass in. She still didn't tell me, after this class, you're going to be able to. But she's offering a masterclass that you have to subscribe to. But it got 321,000 views. I'm going to keep still. You still are looking for, even after that, you're still looking for answers. Do you remember some years ago, Robin Williams, who killed himself, right? And everybody was like, oh my God, he's a famous actor. He has won Oscars. He's made a lot of money. Why would he kill himself? Well, it turns out he was in depression. He was married the second time around. When the first marriage ended, apparently he did not recover from the depression. But he married again a second time, probably in the hopes that it would change the way he felt. And for some people, that was a wake-up call to realize that depression is real and that we needed to wake up because something else could be going on, right? And no matter what the frontage is, the projected appearances that we project, something else could be wrong. What is happening to all of us? The answer is very simple. It is what it is. We don't want to confront it. We don't want to face it because that answer sounds so simple that it just could not be the answer we're looking for. But yet it is. We have put our faith in the wrong things. We have put our faith in the wrong places, in the wrong spaces, searching for the deepest answers. We have placed them in places where we're not. The second thing is we have not submitted ourselves to the process. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, they used to tell us to wait. They used to tell us that things take time. And we were willing to. We understood that there was a process. Today, in our microwave generation, we think that everything has to be instantaneous. We don't apply ourselves to the process. We don't let the process become the master. Instead, we want to be masters. And in trying to be masters of our destiny, we mess up. We marry the wrong persons. Invariably, when your marriage starts sucking, right? And you did everything, you married the wrong person. It got to a point where there's this fork in the road now that you can't get any further from. Sometimes we even go to school and study the wrong things. We don't look at life and do an investigation. Which is like, let's just go get a 4-year degree. And you get a 4-year degree in the humanities, but it's not specific. How are you going to apply that 4-year degree to anything out there that is in the job market? What are the jobs available in today? Technology. Well, how many students are getting degrees in technology? If you were to go to China, for instance, guess what they're offering degrees in? And guess what people are taking degrees in? Technology. If you went to Pakistan or India, or somewhere in South Asia, guess what the degree concentrations are in? Technology. That's why we are importing talent. And that's why they're coming to get our jobs, because they're trained in where the jobs are. But we're still clinging to those old situations and going to school and getting degrees in subjects that are never going to reap a job. So you end up saddled with student loan, right? Because you can't get a job that's going to pay you at a rate that you can live. And then you end up getting married to someone you probably made a hasty decision because you have to move out of your parents' home. And you end up getting married and you're saddled with a mountain of debt that is irretrievable and insurmountable. That's the answer for that. Yeah? Okay. Then you say, well, I did all the right things. How is it that I'm not getting the answer that I want? Process and patience. That's what that is. You will win, but it's going to take some time. And you say, but Harriet, I ate well. I did everything that I could. I ate well. I went to the doctor. I jogged. I went vegan. I didn't do this and I didn't do that. What happened? Process and time. The season of your life has changed. And you enter a different season. There was a season for you to be healthy and live as a paragon of health. And then there comes another season when your time is up. That's all that it is. But we don't want to accept that because we want to live forever. We want to live forever. We want to live gloriously. My thing is, if I'm going to live long, I want to live a healthy life and a good quality of life. But I accept that there will come a time when no matter what I have done, my body is organic and it's still going to be subject to the processes of time. It is what it is. A few months ago, I was with a guy and he said, a friend of mine, I'm a black gay man. You know, he likes to remind us all of that, right? And he said one of his best friends was a gym rat. You know, guy went to gym every day and all that. And still ended up dropping dead within 4 months of a diagnosis from some sort of cancer. And I said to him, that thing was always in his system. It just slowly eroded his immune system. I said, but it was always there. So no amount of gym was going to stop that process. And he looked shocked. He said, but I thought going to the gym. I said, no. If it is already there and it is there growing and slowly eating away, you can go to the gym, the exterior will look good, but if it is in this system, it's already there. So for those of us who we eat right, we do all kinds of stuff, make sure we don't, you have to look at it's a process of time. And you just pray that your time, when it comes, it isn't. A few years ago, I was talking to a guy who's a neurosurgeon, and he was telling me about some breakthroughs in cancer that they had discovered, right? And he told me there's a new pill out on the market that it costs $2,000 per pill per day. So if you need 60 days of this pill, it's 60 times $2,000. Fine getting your insurance company to pay for that. And he said the thing with this pill is that it doesn't have the usual after effects. So it doesn't have the usual loss of hair, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and the emaciated look that comes with taking chemotherapy. He said the pills don't have that. And they're very effective, but insurance companies don't want to pay for it because it would prolong life. He said it's an absolute cure. It would get rid of the cancer. And he said to me, he said, here's the thing, Harriet. He said, their research has found that no matter what you do, no matter what kind of lifestyle changes we all make, no matter how much we exercise, no matter how much we eat right, we are also, he said, it's the luck of the draw. Because he says the process, there's so much toxins in the environment and so many toxins that are working in the environment that it is literally impossible. It's the luck of the draw that neither of us gets it. And when I called him and told him about my mom, he said, Harriet, my mother went through the same thing. It's your mom's turn. He said, by the luck of the draw and the grace of God, we are here. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is when you put it all, when you look at the big thing and all these problems that humanity faces, all these problems where people don't know whether they're coming or going, right now, one of you watching, somebody is watching, somebody is listening to me who needs an answer today. You've been applying everywhere and you need a job. You need that answer from a job application because if you don't get this job, your whole life is going to pass. Your whole life is going to change. One of the most uncomfortable things for me is driving past apartment buildings and seeing people stuff out on the street. It makes me so uncomfortable. Just on my way here this morning, I saw a man eating out of a garbage can. And I said, Jesus, be a fence around him, provide for him so that he never has to eat from a garbage can. Protect me and mine from never having to do that. And for all the people for whom that is an answer to their Lord, change their situation. Just now, just about less than an hour ago, just driving here, I saw that. And it had to make me think. You see what I'm saying? I had to think. So these are the problems. Some of you are waiting for a big change. You're waiting for a promotion. You're waiting for a lawsuit to end. What is your, and you're like, I've been praying, I've been doing everything right. Some of you are waiting for someone to propose. And you're like, I've done everything right. I've become superwoman, you know, I've done all the skedaddles and all the stuff. And he still won't propose. Maybe he's not the one. But if you feel like he's the one, then you probably are going to have to wait. When I was growing up, they used to say that good things come to those who wait. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. We need an answer. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue to believe, and we're going to continue to apply faith and ask yourself, where has my faith been applied? Where is my faith? What am I believing in? And if you're doing the right thing, don't quit. Don't give up. Keep doing it. Anyhow, even if they gave you a diagnosis for cancer, you say, oh my God, you know, I still had everything right and it still happened. You know what you do? Still eat right anyway. It's not over until it's over. So until they call, it's still eat right anyway. If you're still doing the right thing and he hasn't proposed or she hasn't changed the corner, still do the right thing anyway. It's building you up and building your character. It's not about him or her. It's about you. Even if you went to school and you graduated, I heard a story just yesterday. A young man, young black man, has 2 degrees, went to school to study journalism, worked for the Chicago Sun. Yeah, I'm going to call them out. They're racist. And he went to his supervisor because he was getting work that unpaid interns were getting, which, as we know, is code for about to be fired. And he went to his supervisor and said, I notice I'm getting work that the unpaid interns are getting. Can I be exposed to the real work of journalists? He was fired for being confrontational. That's code for racism. Now you have someone who went to school, did the right thing, is trying to be right and do right, and yet still is confronted by this demon of racism, this endemic, systemic, institutionalized racism. This is what the problem is, folks. The problem is this. If that is the problem, then we got to work through it. We're still going to get up, go to school. You're still going to apply for every job that qualifies you based on your degree specification, based on your degree qualification, and you're going to still show up, and you're going to still apply. Do not quit. And do not give up. Just because one state's over doesn't mean all the doors are shut. It just means that one door is shut. It doesn't mean all other doors are shut. Sometimes what we do is we focus in on one thing. We spend our attention and look at the one thing. And if this one thing doesn't work, if this one person does not turn around and love us and return the affection to us, then it's all over. And you live in misery. Confounded misery when there is somebody else who is waiting to say, hey, I'm ready, but you can't see him or her because you're focused on this one person. Get up out of that and let that go. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to learn to let things go. Come on. Sometimes you got to learn to let it go. You might think this is the only job for you, and this job validates your training and your experience, and so you're clinging to it with everything that you have, and the job is gone. Let it go. There are better things in store for you. You have your whole life ahead of you. I'm in my 50s, and frankly, friends, I tell you the honest truth, as far as I'm concerned, my whole life is ahead of me. I never say for the rest of my days. I said all my days. Come on, say it. All my days, I will live a joyful life. I will live a prosperous life. I will live a successful life. All my days. Come on, people, rise up. Say all my days. If you woke up this morning and the person you woke up next to is not the one you wanted, or you woke up and you said, Lord, I spent another Saturday night alone. I spent another Friday night alone because I'm waiting for the right person. I don't want to make any more mistakes. I don't want to take on to me people who shouldn't be in my life. Come on, say all my days, I'm going to live joyfully and prosperously, and I'm going to live happily. Come on, all my days, despite the disappointments, despite all this stuff. So they didn't give you the position because they don't like your color. They didn't give you the position because they didn't like the color of your eyes. They didn't like the color of your skin. They didn't like the color of your hair. Good Lord. They didn't even like how you sounded. So what? All my days, I'm going to live prosperously. I'm going to live joyously. The Bible says very clearly that the devil has power over the air. That means he has the power down here. It doesn't mean that there is not going to be an intersection when God's power that comes from heaven comes down and intersects in the earth. That's what the prayer means when it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on now. From now on, your prayer is going to be, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. At some point, the will of God from heaven is going to come and intersect with the will of God on this earth. And the devil will have to recede and stand back and watch what God does in your life. Wait for it. It's good. Wait for the right person. It's worth it. Some Sunday morning, you're going to wake up and you go down to the kitchen to make yourself a cup of coffee. And you're going to smile because it's the right person. Hallelujah. You have in your house the right person by your side. It is worth it. Say it's worth it. The right job. It is worth it. The right job that gives you the fulfillment that you want, that validates your education, that validates you and makes you feel that it was worth it to suffer through 4 years of college. It is worth it. Let's face it. Going to college after 4 years is the culmination of our entire school. We went through grade school. We went through middle school. We went through high school that culminates in a college education. That's what that is. It is unfair, all you employers out there who are hiring people based on color and filling quotas for people based on color, but you're not giving the truly qualified people, so you have to hire a black person to fulfill some law, some federal law, and then you give them a hard time to get them out so that you can put your friend in place. Come on, cut it out. It's called racism. Cut it out. It's being perpetuated even to this day by people who are young, by people who are millennials. You're still doing it. It's not your grandfather's age. It's not your father's age. This is the age when everybody is entitled to what they have worked hard for. Give it to them. Give it up. Because if you won't do it, they will remove you from that position. And the same power that comes from heaven will intersect and move them out of the way so you can get some relief. Do I have a witness? I have a witness. Come on now. It's never over. It's not over. It's not over. Say it's not over. It's not over. It cannot be over. You haven't seen the end of it yet. I don't care if they gave you a cancer diagnosis last night. You woke up this morning. You're still breathing. Well, keep on working. Keep on pushing. Keep on taking the meds. Keep on eating right. It ain't over till it's over. Do you hear what I'm saying? So don't quit. Don't quit. Still do what you're doing. I know it's taking years. For some of us, it's years. It's 5 years. It's been 10 years. It's been 15 years. It's been 20 years. Do not quit. Do not give up. Oftentimes, we hear about successful people's stories, and we think for some reason they make light of the struggles they went through. Yeah? They make it sound like it was an instantaneous thing and it happened overnight. The truth of the matter is, it was never. You know, we look at Bill Gates, and Bill Gates made money in his 20s. And we said, well, he was a white man. He came from an upper middle class background, so it was easy for him to be launched. But you know what? We never really saw that he had started coding from he was 8 or 9 or 10 years old. We never knew that about him. So, of course, by the time he's in his 20s, he had been doing it all his life. Success was just going to be a matter of time for him because he was in the right place. He had the right color. Yeah, come on, he was white, right? And he had the right means. So he was being pushed by a society that was prepared to give him the push and make him successful, but he had started really early. So it wasn't overnight. It wasn't like he woke up and he was 25, 26 years old and they just handed him Microsoft and say, here's your company. No, he paid the price too. He lived in an apartment with 8 other people in Arizona to get it off the ground. They slept and ate together in an apartment. You imagine 8 people living in an apartment and everybody smells musty? And the fight's over one slice of pizza? Come on now. Right? Talk about it. The theory of relativity. We stop looking at the whole picture and we look at just parts of it. Sometimes we're so focused on the end goal, we forget that it's the whole journey that is the winner. It's the whole journey. Life is a journey, baby. It's not just the destination. It's the journey that makes it. When you get to the destination, you ought to be like Jeff Bezos. You see how that dude smiles? That dude smiles. You ever seen his smile? He's so self-fulfilled. Why? He got to his destination. And he's also smiling because he makes like $164 million a day. So that helps, right? How many lifetimes will his children have to live for the next what? He has like about 500 generations, about 500 years before they run out of money, right? Maybe about 150 years, 200 years before they run out of money. How many generations is that? That's about 5 generations. Yeah? Imagine that. Imagine that. So you see, what I'm saying is you can't quit. When he was coming up and he tried to tell people about selling books online, at that time, Barnes & Noble was a monolith. You know, there was a mom-and-pop bookstore on every corner. Can you imagine what people said to him? Can you imagine? What did they say to him? Can't be done. Will never be done. But he had a dream that people would eventually buy books online, and eventually online would be a marketplace. You just needed to create the image. People look at the image. It will be accessible to them via computer. And then they will choose what they want. The rest, as they say, is history. Do you see why you can't give up? What if the idea that you are working on is the next great thing, the next great miracle, the next thing that is going to amaze us? Look at Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was the son of a Syrian immigrant. The guys who started Google, one of them, Sergey, is a Russian refugee, arrived here, he and his parents. What if you are the answer that we're all looking for? What if you have an idea that will help? Think about it. Years ago, I was speaking somewhere about human trafficking. And as I started telling my story, at the intersection of immigration and human trafficking, a woman in the audience burst into a loud wail. Afterwards, when she came up to my table, when I had been finished speaking, she said that was her story, and she lived it for 23 years, and she never told anybody. And to hear me say it, was saying the story. What if I had quit and had never told my story, never wrote a book, never set up the Exodus Foundation? How would she have obtained her deliverance? How would she have obtained what she wanted, her freedom to be, that freedom that broke that thing in her, that sadness, that place where she held all that in together? How can you quit and give up? You can't. If you haven't met the right person yet, don't quit. There's 7 billion of us on the planet. There's someone for you. Don't quit. Don't give up. Because someone left, okay, bye-bye. Say ta-ta. Right? Don't say tell them see. Just say ta-ta. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Sometimes people need to leave our lives because they come in for a reason and a season, and when it's done, just let it go. Right? What if someone died whom you didn't want to die? That happens to all of us. I can't begin to tell it. I never thought I could experience loss like the loss of my mother. She was a friend, a confidant, and a mother. She was my safety net. And guess what? She had to go. She didn't have any control over that. She couldn't stop it. She had to go. Life goes on. So if they fired you yesterday, or they fired you on Friday, and you're wondering, what are you going to do on Monday? Put all that aside, get a pen and paper out, and start writing out what you have done. Don't quit.